like what strikes me is the opening part of this reading, which is about the hungry, the thirsty, those in prison, etc. And just as you're expressing that, strikes me that, you know, we can't give anybody anything. That's the first point. But what we can do is bring our knowledge and experience to bear in a way that is going to meet the Lord in the person, because the Lord is flowing into everybody. He is their life. And so ultimately, it's the Lord who is the hungry, the one in prison in those lives. And it's about hearing what the cry is and then just offering, because, you know, everybody is in a process and these processes take years. And we can become overly conscientious about how we judge the situation that a person is in. But the Lord's got it in full control. That's the point. You know, we are blind. Our incapacity to see is our inability to see from the Lord in us. So, you know, so the Lord in us is also in prison and blinded and all of those things as well. And so in logopraxis, the focus is always on working with what reaches out to you from the text. That's your responsibility. And as that is done, what is needed for the situations we enter into in life will be provided. The bread that we need, the water that we need to meet whatever the needs are will be available. And it's not for us to judge whether or how good it is or not. Or it's just about being sensitive to what is required to the best of our understanding in the situation. And in delivering that, putting our own agendas aside. I mean, that's one of the toughest things to do, is to really look at what's my motivation here, because a little may be an abundance in the situation, rather than trying to offer an abundance which nobody can, you know, that the person just can't receive. So there is always that tension, and the tension is trusting the Lord, really trusting that the word is offering what's, you know, what's needed for the situation. But what can you do? I mean, if you're the one in the situation, then the Lord will supply what's needed. And that's what we have to just trust in.